The following day they crossed the river by a narrow iron bridge and entered an old mill town. They went through the wooden houses, but they found nothing. A man sat on a porch in his coveralls, dead for years. He looked a straw man, set out to announce some holiday. They went down the long dark wall of the mill, the windows bricked up, the fine black soot raced along the street before them. Odd things scattered by the side of the road. Electrical appliances, furniture, tools, things abandoned long ago by pilgrims en route to their several and collective deaths. Even a year ago, the boy might sometimes pick up something and carry it with him for a while, but he didn't do that anymore. They sat and rested and drank the last of their good water and left the plastic jerry jug standing in the road. The boy said, "If we had that little baby, he could go with us." "Yes, it could." "Where did they find it?" "I don't know." "But there could be another one somewhere, couldn't there?" "I don't know. It's possible." "I'm sorry about what I said about those people."
"What people?"
"Those people that got burned up. They were struck in the road and got burned up."
"I didn't know that you said anything bad."
"It wasn't bad. Can we go now?"
"Okay. You want to ride in the cart?"
"It's okay. Why don't you ride for a while?" "I don't want to. It's okay."
Slow water in the flat country. The sloughs by the roadside motionless and gray. The coastal plain rivers in leaden serpentine across the wasted farmland. They went on. Ahead in the road was a dip and a stand of cane.
"I think there's a bridge there," he said. "Probably a creek."
"Can we drink the water?"
"We don't have a choice."
"It won't make us sick."
"I don't think so. It could be dry."
"Can I go ahead?"
"Yes, of course you can."
The boy set off down the road. He'd not seen him run in a long time. Elbows out, flapping along in his outsized tennis shoes. He stopped and stood watching, biting his lip. The water was little more than a seep. He could see it moving slightly where it drew down into a concrete tile under the roadway, and he spat into the water and watched to see if it would move. He got a cloth from the cart and a plastic jar, and came back and wrapped the cloth over the mouth of the jar and sank it in the gray water and watched it fill. He raised it up, dripping, and held it to the light. It didn't look too bad. He took the cloth away and handed the jar to the boy.
"Go ahead," he said.
The boy drank and handed it back.
"Drink some more."
"You drink some, Papa."
"Okay."
They sat filtering the ash from the water and drinking until they could hold no more. The boy lay back in the grass.
"We need to go."
"I'm really tired."
"I know."
He sat watching him. They'd not eaten in 2 days. In two more, they'd begin to get weak. He climbed the bank through the cane to check the road. Dark and black and trackless where it crossed the open country, the winds had swept the ash and dust from the surface. Rich lands at one time, no sign of life anywhere. It was no country that he knew, the names of the towns or the rivers.
"Come on," he said. "We have to go."
They slept more and more. More than once they woke, sprawled in the road like traffic victims. The sleep of death. He sat up, reaching about him for the pistol. In the leaden evening, he stood leaning with his elbows on the cart handle and looking across the fields at a house, perhaps a mile away. It was the boy who'd seen it. Shifting in and out of the curtain of soot like a house in some uncertain dream. He leaned on the cart and looked at him. It would cost them some effort to get there. Take their blankets, hide the cart someplace along the road. They could reach it before dark, but they couldn't get back. The boy stood beside him.
"We have to take a look," the man said. "We have no choice."
"I don't want to."
"We haven't eaten in days."
"I'm not hungry."
"No, you're starving."
"I don't want to go there, Papa."
"There's no one there, I promise."
How do you know?
I just know. They could be there. No, they're not. It'll be okay.